And we are happy to welcome to the studio today Mark Atkinson, who has listeners all over the world, apparently.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
Apparently.
Mark Atkinson has a business called Recompute.
Recompute, yes. It's not a business. It's a volunteer project that I started.
Well, as what we're doing, that's a volunteer project exactly. as well. So yeah. You're exactly. a perfect fit for WEFT, let me tell you. So introduce yourself first. Who are you?
My name is Mark Atkinson. I've lived in Champaign for about 25 years. And for all of those 25 years, I've been working in IT. Mm-hmm. And recently I identified a sort of gap, if you will, in access to technology. I was working with a young chap who was an immigrant, and he needed a laptop to do various things. And so we acquired one for him. And we were all, including this young chap, were delighted to discover that he had a latent talent for programming. For web programming and other sorts of programming, and he went on and did all sorts of things. Did very well at university, and now he's working for a big database company in Chicago. And I thought, what if we could get the right tool in somebody's hand to see what they can do, and kind of bridge the digital divide, and get more access to technology for people. So I started the project called Recompute, and what we do is we accept donations of laptops from individuals, companies, organizations, anybody, and we refurbish them, we wipe the hard drives clean, and we install a free operating system called Linux, or Linux, depending on how you want to pronounce it, and through Salt and Light Ministries in Urbana, we hold classes where we distribute these laptops to recipients. We show them how they work, and they go off and do what they need to do. It's all free. We're given the laptops for nothing. We don't charge anybody for the laptops. And it's all about keeping older and unused laptops, one, out of the landfill, two, as I said, bridging the digital divide so we can give access to technology to people who otherwise might find it a challenge, and also getting these tools into people's hands so they can discover, as I said, talents that they perhaps didn't know they had. And some of the most heartwarming stories that we've had are students at Parkland and at the U of I who've come in to apply for a laptop. And it's very simple. They're asked a few questions about why they want a laptop and what they're going to use it for. And that's mainly so we can figure out the best sort of laptop for them. We're not asking them to justify their request because we want to distribute as many laptops as possible. But I've spoken to many of these students, and a lot of them want to do their studying on their laptops and complete their coursework online. And I've said, well, how have you been doing your coursework up until now? And they've all said, on my phone.
Wow.
How do you do university coursework on a telephone? Oh, I realize people are much more adept these days and more talented.
Right.
But it must be an awful lot easier
to
have an actual computer where you can access these things and use them. And honestly, they go off grinning from ear to ear. Mm. With their new laptops.
And when you say we do all these things, how many people are you talking about?
Well, excuse me. Recompute is just me.
Okay. So,
so I do all the refurbishing and everything. But I was very lucky when I approached Lisa Sheltra at Salt and Light, who jumped on this idea and developed a whole process for interviewing potential recipients and organizing pickups, because Salt and Light in Urbana have this wonderful computer lab that people can access at certain hours. And she said, we can use the computer lab to distribute and have what we call pickups where we'll get, you know, one or more recipients come in and we show them how to log in at the computer, create an account, show them how the software works, and ask them what they need to do and show them, and then we can install software that they need for their particular needs. And the computer lab at Salt and Light also has several volunteers who come in and help. And I'd like to give a shout out to Derek and Bob and Frederick and forgive me if I've forgotten anybody else.
If it comes back to you, Mark, just go ahead.
And I'll interrupt. Yes. On the way home, I'll call in. And,
and what is there a primary source where you get old laptops that can people donate their old laptops, or how does that work?
Yes, people can donate their laptops, individuals, and we've had many of those. And Salt and Light have kindly agreed to be a drop-off location because I realized that, you know, if I'm putting out requests like this, people are a little nervous about meeting some guy off the internet. So I'm very, very grateful to Salt and Light for legitimizing this process. We also get donations in quite large batches from local businesses and local organizations. And we have a few organizations at the moment who have made promises, so we're getting more laptops coming in all the time, and it's very exciting. Mm-hmm. It's very rewarding after a class to see somebody go home with their laptop. I don't give all the classes, but some of the classes I've given, you can get a gist of how the people are responding. And more than once, halfway through, I've just said, you're tired of listening to me, aren't you? You just want to go home and play. And they just all nod and grin. They just want to go home and use their computers. Uh-huh. So,
how long have you been doing this project?
Well, I started the idea about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But then COVID hit immediately.
Yeah. Of course.
And then I thought, obviously, people aren't going to want to meet and mingle and do all this. So I waited. And I had been involved with another nonprofit who were interested in it. But after COVID, they came back to me and said, we've restructured. We're not going to be able to do this, unfortunately. But they suggested Salt and Light. Mm-hmm. So I approached Salt and Light. And as I said, Lisa just jumped on the idea and thought it was great. And we've been going strong ever since for the last sort of 18 months or so.
Mm-hmm. And to be clear, now you do not work with desktop computers with a monitor and all that. It's strictly laptops.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yes, we don't do desktops. We don't do cell phones. We don't do tablets. We try and avoid Chromebooks because they're a little difficult to work with. But if you have a working Chromebook, then you know, we can reset it and somebody can take that and use it as a Chromebook.
Mm-hmm.
Our only request is that the laptop must turn on and it must have a power cord, because otherwise it's no use to anybody.
Sure.
This is a volunteer project, so I don't have a budget for replacing or repairing things as yet, although Salt and Light have very kindly purchased the occasional battery so that, you know, the laptop does what a laptop does.
Mm-hmm. Or should do.
Or should do, exactly. But we do, recently I've been accepting what are called all-in-one computers, like iMacs or Dell Optiplex. It's a big screen with the computer in it, and it just has a keyboard and a mouse to go with it. And we gave away one of those on last Friday to an immigrant family from Central America, and we got feedback saying that they would just thrilled to bits with it. You know, they got it home and they got it, you know, working, and they wanted to do their ESL studies. And but we've got a broad range of people who come in.
How many people have you, in the last 18 months, roughly, how many computers have you distributed to people?
Well, it's not a vast amount because this has been a part-time volunteer project. So, but it's under 100.
Mm-hmm. I'd say that's pretty significant.
Yeah, okay. Indeed.
I would. I mean, you're doing this on a volunteer basis and refurbishing all of these computers, and you're the one doing it, you know, so don't, you know, minimize the work here. I think you're, it's a yeoman's job to make all that happen.
Okay, don't stop. Keep going. it's fun. I really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy it. And especially knowing how, you know, very closely down the line people are going to benefit from this and join the digital world that so many of us take for granted.
Yeah. Is there a laptop that's too old or too obsolete for you to work with?
I think we have two of them in our closet.
Right. That's why I'm asking.
Bring them in. I'll have a look at them. It really depends. Anybody who knows IT knows that especially a hard drive can last 10 minutes or it can last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
They can be unpredictable. But I have refurbished old Dell laptops that were more than 20 years old.
Wow.
And I have had five-year-old Lenovos that I cannot get to start. it's very unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
But at least with the ones that don't work, I can harvest hard drives and memory chips and Wi-Fi adapters and use those on other computers to either help speed them up or give them more storage space or more memory.
So you do have a website. Is that just to inform people about what you do, or you want people to call Salt and Light if they have something to donate, right?
Either way, they can go to the website, which has as much information as I can think of about the project. It's recompute.info,
mm-hmm.
And it's at the moment it's mainly focused on trying to generate donations.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a contact form that people can fill in to apply for a laptop if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because of the nature of people not having access to technology, when it comes to the recipients, we've been relying more on word of mouth. And Salt and Light, of course, have amazing contacts in the community and have gone out to various groups. And we've had a lot of people come in through those groups.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly more mature person myself, I'm very glad to see that we've had a lot of older people come in who want to join the digital revolution and become, as we call them in England, silver surfers, and get in because they want to stay in touch with family around the country and around the world, and you can do that very easily with Linux. And I should say, Linux is a free operating system; you don't pay anything for it, and it's a community-based project, and there are many different distributions of Linux. It was started by a fellow named Linus Torvald back in the 90s, and he wanted to make it open source so that everybody had access to it. And as a result, there are many, many different versions of Linux, or distributions, or distros, as they call them. And the one I use is called Linux Mint, because it has an interface that, if you're familiar with Windows, you're going to be very familiar with Linux Mint.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, I've noticed that if you have no experience with computers, the Linux Mint interface and the way it operates is very intuitive, and people have no problem adapting to it.
Well, you would have a very good conversation with our tech guy David, he's a big Linux person as well. So, but I think we might be getting a little bit into the weeds right now for the general listener. So, but really appreciate you coming. The website again is recompute.info.
That's right.
And also you can contact the Urbana Salt and Light if you are interested in participating, right?
Absolutely. And Recompute also has a Facebook page. So come and have a look, contact us. And donate us your laptop.
Yeah, or if you need one, that's also a good contact.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Great. Yeah. Thank you, Mark Atkinson of Recompute.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Did you want to do a shout out to your family at all? Because they're all listening online, right?
They're all over the place. My daughter Emma is in Denver. She's listening. So hi, Emma. My middle daughter, Maddie, she texted and said she can't. She's in a meeting, so she's looking forward to the recording.
Yes, we'll have that available.
Wonderful, thank you.
Yeah.
And I think my daughter, Georgia, may be listening. And I'm told that my family in back in England is also listening to the stream. So hello to everybody.
There's all kinds of people online right now. You've got to be the big draw.
You're too kind.
Well, thanks for tuning in, everyone.